In the book of James, chapter number 1. James, chapter number 1. And we like to think about the subject of the Proverbs of Wisdom. Wouldn't you like to be wise? Well, I would. I would really like to be wise. But not wise as far as men are concerned. But rather, we need to be wise as far as God is concerned. In the book of James, chapter number 1, in verse number 5, we find this passage. And I think this passage tells us how we can get wisdom. Wouldn't you like to have wisdom? And I want to say right off that wisdom is not the same as knowledge. It's not the same as knowledge. All right? I'm going to say that again. So you can write it all down. But knowledge and wisdom are different. It's one thing to have knowledge, but it's another thing altogether to have the wisdom of God. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts. But wisdom is knowing what to do with those. Now that's different. All right? So let's read this. In James 1, verse number 5, the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, I'm glad that this little word if as the start of the sentence. Because there may be somebody that thinks, I've got a penny. I said, there may be somebody that thinks they've got plenty. There always has been those people that were smarter than I was. Always. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you don't have enough wisdom, and remember that wisdom is higher, it is a greater thing than just having knowledge. A lot of people have a lot of knowledge, but to have wisdom is better than that. If any of you lack wisdom, the Bible says here, here is how that you can get wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That's what the Bible says. If anybody thinks that you don't have enough wisdom, then you need to ask God for it, because that's where it comes from. Absolutely, that's where... You can't get wisdom by books. Wisdom does not come that way. Wisdom does not come from experience. The experience is different. Alright? Let him ask of God. They give it to all men liberally. So God is able to give wisdom. He's the only one. God has all knowledge. But God is well able to give wisdom to us if we ask Him. The Bible says, and He upbraideth not. What does that mean? God doesn't upbraid us. Have you ever been upbraided? Upbraid, that's like you're weaving something. Except instead of going down, you're going up, right? Because it's just upbraided, right? I'm just kidding you. That's not what that means. It means that God does not get on to you. God don't ever say, you don't have any wisdom, you're just dumb. God will never do that. Ever done that to you? No. God has never done that to me. Anytime you ask God for wisdom, God is well able to give you wisdom. God doesn't say, well, you should be old enough by now, you ought to know. Has God told you that? No. So God doesn't ever say to us, I gave it to you a long time ago. What'd you do with it? If you've asked God for wisdom before, and you still don't think you got it, ask God. He'll give you to it. He won't get on to you about it. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, and it shall be given him. But the Bible said in verse number 6 something else. But let him ask in faith. Let him ask in faith. You know what faith is? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So let him ask in faith. That's what the Bible says. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So, if you lack wisdom, you need to ask God for wisdom. We're not talking about when you're taking a test. We're not talking about this. When you're taking a test and you don't know the answer. All right? We're not talking about that. When you take a test, you learn the answer through the pace, right? That's where you learn it. So we're not talking about asking God for that knowledge of how to answer the question correctly. All right? But wisdom is greater than that. Wisdom is much greater. All right? So think about that. The Bible said in verse number 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded man. But let him ask of God. Let him ask of God. This is the crucial thing that every person needs to ask God for wisdom. All right? Not how to get out of the situation I found myself in. Not how to get out of the situation because of my troubles, but the Bible says you need to ask God before you ever get in trouble. Now, let me give you an example. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 3. In 1 Kings, chapter number 3. If you lack wisdom, and who doesn't, it'd be good if you ask God for it. God will give you wisdom. That is His promise. That's not mine. That's what He said. God will give you wisdom. Now, have you ever gotten in trouble with your parents? Oh, yeah, I know. Been there, done that. I don't like it either. That's not the time to ask God for wisdom. You need to ask God for wisdom before you ever get in trouble. Right? The example I'm going to give you today is talking about King Solomon. Solomon? Well, he was the wisest man that ever lived. Listen, do you think for one instant that King Solomon was wise by himself? Anybody think that? Say no. No. Why was King Solomon wise? Let me read this to you. This will work. I tell you what, if you lack wisdom, if you don't know how to go in and out, if you don't know how to present yourself the right way, you need to ask God first. All right? Look in verse number 5. 1 Kings 3 and verse number 5. The Bible said, "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee." Now, when was this? When did God appear to Solomon by night in a dream and say, "Ask and I'll give it to you"? When was that? Did you know that Solomon was alone? I think that's a good thing to think about. Solomon was alone. Did you know that Solomon's dad already died? Did you know that Solomon, at this point, was a king? Wow. He was the ruler, the supreme ruler. Right? Now, Solomon, he was the one that made all decisions, right? You're like Pharaoh, king of Egypt, right? Who made all those bad decisions. Solomon, he was laid in bed, and the Lord came to him and said, "Ask anything. I will give you anything." Whoa. One thing you have. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody in power that was able to give you anything, they came to you and they said, "Anything. What would you ask for?" "I need a new cell phone." Would you ask for a new cell phone? Do you think so? What would you ask for? What would you ask for? "I need a new job. I need retirement income. I want to be fixed for life." Is that good? Let's read this. In verse number 6, here's what Solomon said. He said, "Thou hast shown unto thy servant David my father." He remembers his dad. And he says, "I remember how great you've been to my dad and all the things that he went through." Said, "According as he walked before thee in truth and righteousness and uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is today." And Solomon is speaking about himself. God, I know you've been with David, my father. And I know that now I have this kingdom. As he's laying on his bed. Now, remember that this is a dream. But listen, God is well able to take care of us when we're laying on our bed asleep. Remember that. In verse number 7, Solomon says, "And now, O Lord my King, that is made..." What? Let me read that again. Maybe I just misread that. In verse number 7, "And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king." I didn't misread that. Does your Bible say the same thing mine does? Maybe we better check our editions here, make sure we got the right one, right? I thought David was the one that established Solomon to be king. But here, he says, "Thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father." Solomon is recognizing that God is in control. Solomon is recognizing that he's king not because of David his father. Rather, he's king because of God his father. His real father. Alright? That's what he's asking. Talking about. But in verse number 7, he says, I'm but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. I am a little child. How old was Solomon? How old was he? I'll let you figure that out. And the reason I'm saying that is because it don't make a difference how old you are. If you lack wisdom, you need to ask God. And God can supply you with wisdom. All right? Whether you're 2 or 20 or 40 or even 80. You think? I think so. The Bible said in verse number 8. I want to say again. Solomon said here, I am but a little child. He was talking about his understanding, about how to do things. He says, I know not how to go out or to come in. Do you know what that means? Just like Solomon was saying, Lord, I don't know how to walk to the door. I don't know how to open the door. I don't know how to walk out the threshold. I don't know how to close the door behind me. That's what he was saying. I don't know. I don't know. If you ever feel that way, maybe it's God speaking to you. And he's telling you that there's a better way for you. All right? Now, in verse number 8, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen. Solomon is their king. And he said, all around me are your people. I don't know what to do. I'm in terrible shape. And I'm the king. What I say goes. If I make a rule, that's carried out. If I don't make a rule, it's not carried out. Everything hinges on me. You ever feel that way? Well, I'll tell you what. We need the Lord. We need the Lord's wisdom. He said, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered or counted for multitude. That's how he felt. There's so many of them. In verse number 9, here's what Solomon asked. He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? That's what he asked for. He said, Lord, I'm in a fix. I'm a king, and I don't even know where the door is. And I need your wisdom to go in and out among this people. They're great people. You know, I think it's good to ask God for wisdom. God can give you things, God can give you wisdom that is out of this world. God can help you to be what you need to be in the eyes of God. Because I tell you what, as sure as I'm standing right here, listen, every one of you are going to stand before God, and He is going to give, you're going to give an account to God for what you do. It's not going to be based upon what I've done, but it's going to be based upon what you have done. Every one of you. So we need the wisdom of God, right? Well, we need it. We need it the worst way. Just to go out and come in. We can't even get to the door. Solomon asked. Well, what was God's reaction to that? Did God make fun of him? Did God say, "Oh, you dumb old hick, you're just a hillbilly. Should I won't help you. Is that what God said? Look in the next verse. The Bible said in verse number 10, and the speech pleased the Lord. The speech pleased the Lord. Don't you want to do something that pleases the Lord? Ask Him to give you wisdom. Now, remember, we're not talking about intelligence. We're not talking about high scores on the ACT test. Or on a test downstairs. We're not talking about that. We're talking about wisdom. Knowing how to go out and come in. Knowing how to do that. That's what we're talking about. And God said in verse number 11, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked the life of thine enemy, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy wishes, to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. Wow. So that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise like unto thee. Wow. Isn't that great? Listen, here's the thing. If you need something, who in the world do you go to get it? Who do you go to? What are you looking at me for? You go to God, right? Say, I really need a cell phone. Did you ever ask God? What I want is one of those little newfangled computers that you hold in your hand. Did you know? I saw the other day the thing that those little handhelds hold are more information than seven machines. And you got one in your pocket. I got, well, mine is a flip phone. It's real old. But you think about that. You say, well, I really need one of those. Listen, what you need more than that thing is that you need wisdom from God. You need wisdom more than you need anything else. You ask God. You ask God for wisdom, and God will give it to you. The Bible said in verse number 13, here's what God said. There is no limit to God. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. Wow. You mean God is able to give me things that I didn't even ask Him for? What the Bible said. Both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Wow. When you think about great kings of the nation of Israel, who do you think of? I think of David. Solomon's right there. Who was the first king after Solomon? You know what I'm talking about. Because those other kings we have to put in place. We have to think about that a while. But right off, I think about David. I think about Solomon as well. The Bible said in verse number 14, and here's a condition. Here is a condition. And if, that little word, if, I'll tell you what, this is show. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. Wow. Solomon lived a pretty good while. But God said, I will lengthen your days. I'll let you live even longer if you will do what I'm telling you to do. That's what he said. Verse number 15, Solomon woke, behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all of his servants. God gave Solomon great wisdom. Here's the proof of it. In verse number 16, I want you to read this little episode of what happened. And I think if you've already read that, then that's fine. I'm glad you have. But let's read it together. In verse number 16. There came two women that were harlots under the king and stood before him. And one woman said, now, two women came before the king and said, one woman said, oh my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after I was delivered that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. So, how many people were living in the house? There's four. I know you're going to say two. There's two women, but there's also two children. There was four. There was no more. There was four. In verse number 19. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. What's that mean? It means that she laid on top of it and she killed her own child. Not good. But that's what happened. One woman says, this woman, right over here, this woman, there's this four in the house, and this woman overlaid her child in the night, and it was killed. The Bible said in verse number 20, and she arose at midnight, the time when everybody's sleeping, and took my son from beside me while my handmaid slept, while I was sleeping. The woman took and swapped children, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. Now that would be a tragic situation. To lay on your child and kill it, and then to swap it out with another one. But when I considered it in the morning, as she looked at this child, and she kept looking at this living child, she thought, this is not my baby that's dead. This is not my baby. How could she prove that, though? It was not my son which I did bear. And the other woman said in verse number 22, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. How are you going to figure that out? And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. So they're fighting over the child. That's alive. Wow. Thus they spake before the king. So how are you going to figure out? How in the world are you going to figure out what to do? I think it takes a greater wisdom than a man's got to figure out what to do. The Bible said in verse number 23, then said the king. Now, this argument was brought to the king to the side. How are you going to tell? The king said, here's what to do. The one said, this my son that liveth, and this is the dead And the other said, "Nay, but the son is dead and my son is living." The king said, "Bring me a sword." "What's he going to do with a knife?" You know what a sword is? A sword is a big knife. Right? "Bring me a knife. Bring me a big sword. Here's what I'm going to do." And they brought the sword before the king. And the king said, "Here's what I want you to do. Just take this living child and divide him in half and give half to one, half to the other. That settles it." What was it that Solomon was looking for? He wanted to give the living child to the real mother. That's what his aim was. Here's where it turned out. Verse number 26. "Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king." Now, the thing about it is there's things we don't know, but there's things that God does know. And Solomon has the wisdom of God, and it's a great thing. And he said, "For her bowels yearned upon her son. She desired her son to live. Regardless of what happened, she desired her son to live. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child. In no wise slay it." But the other said, now here's one woman, and she's saying, "Don't kill the child." The other woman, you know what she says? She says, have it. That's good. And that's what Solomon was looking for. Look what the Bible said. In verse number 27. "Then the king answered and said, Give her," that is the one that wanted the child to live, "give her the living child. And in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof." Boy, that's wisdom. That is real wisdom. That's practical knowing what to do in everyday situations. This is what happens, is that God can give you wisdom. God can help you to know what to do in any kind of situation if you ask Him first. God can do that. God is very able to do that. The Bible said in verse number 28, "And all Israel heard the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king." They were afraid of him. Why? Tell you what, they knew when you go before this king, you better have your act together. You better be right. He's going to judge right. That's what he knew. "For they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment." This is the way Solomon is. Listen. Sometimes in our school, we give a golden apple award to those students that memorize certain portions of Scripture. Mainly the book of Proverbs. Right? Who wrote Proverbs? It must have been, I don't know who wrote it. You don't know who wrote the book of Proverbs? Oh, he didn't say. Let's look in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1, and verse number 1, I want you to read it. What does it say? It says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived." I tell you what, if you want to be wise, you will read the book of Proverbs. Now, I think there's a I think there's something we need to do. Solomon did not have wisdom until he asked of God. Whenever you read the book of Proverbs, you pray that God would give you wisdom. You pray that God will put that in your head, in your heart, that you might have the wisdom of God. Listen, you're going to need the wisdom of God. You're going to need, I'm telling you, you're going to need the wisdom of God. When you take a husband or a wife, you're going to need the wisdom of God. When you have children, you're going to need the wisdom of God. When you go places, when you take a job, you're going to need the wisdom of God. You're going to need that in your life. Your mom and daddy can't give you that wisdom. God is the only one to give it to you. He's the only one. Your parents love you. They adore you. They would do anything for you. But they cannot give you wisdom. Only God can do that. You need to ask God for it. God can supply it. I want you to read some things with me. Just real quick. Look in Proverbs 21, verse number 11. Just some of the things that we read. Proverbs 21, verse number 11. I learned this when I was a kid. And it's good for you. The Bible said in verse number 11. Proverbs 21, verse number 11. When the scorner is punished, the simple, that's me, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. You know what I learned when I was a kid? I learned how to not get in trouble because my older sister would get the whoopings. Some of them. I got some of them too. So what that helps? That helps. Just stay away from that stuff. Look at another one. Verse number 17. Proverbs 21, verse 17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. What's that scripture teaching me? Is that if I just dedicate myself to doing what God tells me to do, God will give me whatever I need. He'll do that. Well, I've got several I'm written down here, but I don't have time to give them to you. But I tell you what, the Lord knows. Look in Proverbs 16 and verse number 7. Proverbs 16 and verse number 7. This is of a truth. This works. In Proverbs 16, verse number 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he, that is God, maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Does that work? Sure does. David's rule was full of battle. That's why he couldn't build the temple. Solomon built the temple. Solomon also had many wives. You know why? Well, I know you're going to say that's wrong. I know it. I don't agree with it either. But they were given wives to have a little bit of pull with Solomon. That's why they were given. Of course, they were used on the wrong purpose altogether. But I hope you got something out of this message. But the whole point is this, is that if you don't have any wisdom, you need to ask God for wisdom. God can supply you with wisdom. It'd be good for you. It'd be good for your wife or your husband. It'd be good for your children. It'd just be good to ask God, because who knows? Who knows the end? God does. Okay. That's the message we want to give to you today. Okay. We want to stand, if you would. Brother Tim, if you come, lead us in a song. Pray that the Lord would help today, help us to be thankful to Him and to ask God for wisdom. And God is well able to supply for us everything that we ever need. Okay?